Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In this state, one of the experts and proponents of large animal composting is Steve Higgins, Director of Animal and Environmental Compliance at UK. We're not going into the details, but the process is an effective way to deal with dead animal disposal, very important in a cattle state like Kentucky. Here, Higgins discusses how the process is slowly gaining ground.
We have tried to approach multiple landfills as far as trying to do it on their property because those properties lend themselves well because they have the equipment, the personnel, and the water quality infrastructure in place to protect water quality. But we haven't had much buy-in, but from a private entity side, from entrepreneurs like Brent, basically we've had a lot of interest as far as doing this as an entrepreneurial enterprise. And so I think that's a very good idea, and he's got the spirit, definitely. Bart's working with him, and he's got the ability to do this and work well with him and learn how to do this process well.
Brent and son Bart Woodrum are two of those entrepreneurs who've begun a commercial composting venture in Casey County, also serving several others. Higgins thinks that's the future.
Some of these counties are looking for another option because they might be given 24 hours notice and say there's not going to be any more animal pickup from us because we've lost our way of getting rid of these animals into some sort of a byproduct. So some of them, even though it might be the same cost, are looking at a way of doing composting as a backup plan.
Higgins will be a panelist today at the Natural Resources Conference at the Farm Bureau Annual Meeting in Louisville. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
UK environmental specialist Steve Higgins has spoken before at Farm Bureau annual meetings and conferences about the process and environmental advantages of large animal composting. He says state environmental authorities have signed on, and they typically work together to evaluate proposals.
The Division of Conservation, the NRCS, the Division of Water, and judge executives in that particular area and some county leadership. And we all just met essentially at Brent's place, and we said, what can we do here? Are we all on the same page? Does this site look well for you all? Does it fit? Would you be okay with this? And we just look at how the lay of the land is and the site, and we figure out, okay, how can we control the drainage coming off this place? Can we run it through some vegetative treatment? Is there going to be that much drainage depending on what kind of a surface area we use?
Large animal composting, one of the environmental answers. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.